Here at Rebirth the Podcast, we do not condone any form of judgment. Please reserve your judgment strictly for your parents. Otherwise, feel free to start your own podcast and share your thoughts and opinions there. Also, no one is accusing or implicating anyone in anything that could potentially be used against them negatively in the future. Thank you for watching.
Rebirth the Podcast.
A 45-47.
Hey. This big foot ass nigga, who wearing this shit?
Probably me.
13? Damn.
Yeah, it's probably me.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's a big ass motherfucking shooter you just put right
there. This shit is taking up the space. This is bigger than the sign.
Yeah, that was a very random.
That's a good shoe, though.
Space, though. Shaq is coming, this motherfucker.
That's a good shoe.
He's waiting on Shaq.
That's a good shoe right there.
Are they? Thanks. What size is this shit?
13.
Yeah. What size do you wear, Horace?
I wear 14.
Look, niggas is
14. You nigga, man. You,
I guess it don't look. It
ask me what size I wear, nigga. Half of that, 7, nigga. Yes, sir.
5'2".
Yes, sir.
5'2".
I get
all of them shoes.
You feel me?
You got hobbit feet.
I get the big kid size.
You got hobbit feet.
That nigga light on his feet.
Hobbit, not hobbit. Now use a better word. Feet. I would have rather you said dwarf.
No, that's rude. That's disrespectful to the dwarf community because you're not one. Really,
hobbit feet.
Do you identify? They gonna dwarf?
Come? Hell no, they gonna come for me.
They come for everybody. Everybody comes for
me. My bad, dwarfs.
Hey, turn your bass around.
Oh,
see, you have to be in unison.
Yeah, your mic. Around.
That shit gonna hit me in the teeth, nigga. Chip tooth.
Then you gonna really look like a hobbit.
Rebirth. Right, let's get this the podcast. On, man.
Jeez, my God.
All right, God. No. This is not what we doing this episode.
What do you do?
Restart.
She said, all right, God. All right, let's go.
What
let's
you
go.
Mean?
Let's go. This is good. This is great.
Rebirth the Dear podcast. God.
We come to you right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, wanting to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us here safely, and thank you for bringing us here to accomplish the same goal, that's to have a good shoulder, God Jesus. I want to come to you and ask that you go to everybody that is watching the podcast today, everybody that is sitting in this room under the sound of my voice, ask that you bless them in a way that only you can, dear God. I don't know what everybody stands in need of, God. I don't know what everybody needs, but you do. You know, everybody's individual need, and we ask that you fulfill that for us tonight. In Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Did you write a letter to God?
You know how sometimes it'll keep going, like, and you be trying to, like, and then you, I messed up. So I tried to come back. Then I messed up again.
She spun the block.
But God knows everybody's heart.
You're right.
He know what I mean.
A lot of people spin the block on God.
You know, as long as I'm talking to him. It's a lot of people that don't even talk to him.
Spin the block on God? You know what I mean? It's a lot of people that's
go
religious.
Go holler at God.
Or the people be religious and take a little time off and come. They find their way back.
Okay.
Like the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm. I think my mind was just somewhere else. How you spin the block on God?
I told you about what old boy said last week about the little Uzi Vert shooting at God.
That's crazy. I'm still tripped out on that shit.
Don't shoot at God. Definitely talk to God, though, when you need to. Welcome to Rebirth the Podcast. Yeah. Episode 26. I'm damn near scared to say the name of the episode.
This episode 27, twin.
Is it? Why is it still up there?
Because we didn't erase it.
Who's there? You had one job.
You right.
To erase the shit. Yeah.
That's my bad.
Emotional like crack in the 80s.
This is episode 27.
Episode 27.
27.
But I read it like that.
Anyway, you on point. You were reading the teleprompter correctly. I fucked up. My bad.
Episode 27. I'm damn near scared to say the title. Can I say it?
What's the title?
You wrote it.
Oh, not that title. We not going with that one.
So that was a joke.
That was a joke. That was clearly a joke.
We're still working on it. That's the name of the show.
TBD.
Still working on it. I feel like still working on it is cool.
That's actually a pretty good title.
We could go with that.
Run with it.
Look at how that works.
Take off.
Yeah. R.I.P.
My guy. All righty. So, shout out to Sneak Houston always. We're here at Sneak Houston Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 8 p.m. You can come get exclusive sneakers, exclusive gear that you can only find
any size
here at Sneak Houston Texas. Shout out to Braggadocious Network, Boomy Trill figure behind the camera.
Big Trill.
Always. Okay. Shout out to Horace. He always comes through and holler at us.
Braggadocious.
Yes, sir.
You heard me? Where's your drop, Trill? Trill? I think it's taking on. Okay.
We'll take that.
Braggadocious. Yeah.
You let that thing run, honestly.
Let him hear it. Get your shit off, nigga. You don't want to get your shit off?
Long, though. I ain't gonna lie. But I like it, though.
I like that shit, too.
It's funky. Did my voice just echo funky?
It's time to get funky.
Funky, funky, funky. Funky.
Everybody clap your hands.
Clap, 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 clap your hands.
All right. I like the vibes in this motherfucker today. I like that today. I love it today.
The podcast.
Two is in the building, 5'2".
Cracking
the 80s podcast. 5'2", but still bigger than you bitch ass niggas is here. We always got Doughboy in the building.
You did.
Tribe Waves Incorporated.
Why does it sound like I say that? I can say that like that. Tribe Waves Incorporated.
It's in the throat. It's in your throat. When you say it,
Tribe Waves Incorporated.
You gotta come from the esophagus.
I feel like I sounded like Sinead Nanny. That bitch sound British.
Not this sounding like a man playing a woman.
Play those shit again, real quick.
Tribe Waves Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, that hoe from London.
She British for
Incorporated.
Sure.
Incorporated.
Yeah, she British than a motherfucker.
That hoe's Australian. Incorporated.
We worldwide. We global.
We're global. Mm-hmm. All right, sound off. Bow. Again, coming with as much love and as light as possible.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Kindly fuck you.
Kindly.
Kindly. Fuck your kindness, huh?
Overseas.
Yo, you know a slave done said that shit before. He had to get that shit off, definitely.
No, but seriously, y'all play too much.
Fuck you kindly.
Y'all keep.
What you say now?
Fuck you kindly.
None.
All you hear was. Like, oh, shit.
Nah, I was just talking about how we was going to get the schedules for the, for tomorrow.
I said, thank you kindly, sir.
Good, sir.
Good, sir.
Oh, good, sir. Can I come inside today, sir?
I go get the horse for you now, master. You just wait 1 second. Yeah. Whole time you walking out, man. Fuck this. I couldn't have been no motherfucking slave. What? Not me. Hi.
I would have known my name. Goddamn.
All right, y'all. The sound off for real. So Cat Williams obviously is trying to be called a liar in his whole situation, right? And I just love the internet because if he was lying, we would have known about it by now.
Mm-hmm.
We still have not found the lie.
It's been enough time.
I was looking for the lies. I was searching up and down for the lies. And all they kept coming back was proof that this nigga wasn't lying. Sometimes the internet will work in your favor.
He told that nigga story, Steve Harvey, up, though.
He told Steve Harvey ass up. He tore a lot of asses up.
Ricky Smiley, pause. You say he tore a lot of asses up. Pause.
I swear to God, I don't even be realizing why this nigga be saying pause half the time. Like, I'm signing off on this fucking pause shit too. Grow the fuck up.
It's
y'all
fun.
Searched for the lie, y'all found zero. Cat Williams did what the fuck he said he was gonna do. He stood on Be Nice. Yeah. That's not even kind of really my sound off. I have another sound off as well. To the comments in you at YouTube, like, please let this Nicki Minaj shit the fuck go.
Come on with it.
You bitches want to be Barbies? That's because you hoes is to be played with. See me, I'm not to be fucking played with, bitch. You play with your mama, your baby, your daddy. Your pussy. Play with a lot of things. Don't fucking play with me, bitch. And that's the sound off.
Niggas was getting trying to get fake violent in the comments. I had to clap back
like,
at that.
Y'all, who gonna slap me? All I want to know is where the fuck I'm gonna be at when you slap me. Like, where I'm gonna stand at when you slap me?
Nigga,
what I'm gonna do after you hit me? Just not do nothing? okay. Like, I'm trying to make it make any sense. It's not going to go like
they
how you
really
expect.
Press in, and you like, ooh.
Like, all right.
Ooh. Toya.
Let's not get it twisted. Let's not get it twisted.
She said, I ain't no punk. She said, I ain't no punk. I'll hit back. Like, what are you talking about?
No, because she was like, when Krishan pops me in my mouth, I bet you ain't going to be talking like that. I was like, well, you pop me then.
She said, I ain't no punk.
So she was like, girl, and I will pop you. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Okay, but where I'm going to be at when you pop? After you pop me, what I'm going to do?
You don't know me.
That bitch was probably like 57 on on the internet just getting her shit off.
She need to pop her motherfucking cholesterol medicine, you wide ankle bitch.
Oh, my God.
I bet your sodium high, ho. I bet you eat pork chops and shit, bitch.
And your perm
don't
bad.
You?
Damn.
Stupid ass.
R.I.P.
See, they don't want me to get in the comments.
You're done.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all know it's not me in them comments.
It's me. I'm being nice to you niggas.
It's not me. He letting y'all make it. Whole time I'm like, too, bro, just let me handle it, folks. Like, later, chill
I'll
out.
Be having to check the comments real quick before Riri seeing. Oh, let me get a comment back off there so she don't know.
Let me handle this
one. Let me handle
quick.
This one real quick.
Because after I see something, I'm like, fuck it. All right, I ain't going to say nothing because, you know. But, yeah.
Can't double back.
Anyway, but definitely shout out to Cat Williams and saying what the fuck you want to say, nigga. And telling the truth. As far as I can see. Yeah, as far as these little eyes can see, all I can see was the truth.
He didn't really get called out yet. This nigga Ludacris tried to put out a rap. That shit was weird.
Super whack.
Fire rap, but you responded
was
to.
It, a fire rap?
It was fire. I ain't gonna lie.
Ludacris.
I didn't hear
rap.
It.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Luda's a beast. Rap,
but
that's a weird way to respond.
It's just a but. Yeah, it's just like but.
But damn, Luda. I appreciate it though. We ain't heard him spit in a long time.
Yeah. I don't appreciate it.
Why not?
You could have kept it. We didn't need a Cat Williams diss track this 2024 at all.
And he didn't say a name either. It's really like, he tried to flaunt his success.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I didn't even hear that shit. I'm going to be dead ass honest with you. I don't give a fuck about what Ludacris got going on with his life. I knew about the Texans, though, and them going to the playoffs. And my boy CJ Stroud, like a little closer to home, just hits a little closer to home for me. Shout out to them guys.
Shout out to
Houston, Texas right now. Like, everybody's the fuck down here. Fantasia was just out here. She did the performance at the she sung the, what is it called? The Spangle.
National Anthem.
The Spangle Banner.
The what? The Spangle Banner?
The Spangle Banner.
That's the new
name
of that
show. The Spangle Banner, man. You know the song Spangle Banner, man?
We got to get to the game, baby. I'm trying to see this Spangle Banner.
I need the Spangle Banner.
I'm trying to see the Spangle Banner.
Sound off. Doug, what's your sound off?
Off the cuff, these Maryland drivers in Houston, bro, I've been seeing them pop up like just here and there.
Maryland drivers?
Yes, Maryland. They got Maryland license plates.
Mm. They drove their cars from Maryland?
I don't know what they did.
I drove my shit from New York.
Hey, if he did it, then they probably did.
They doing that shit for sure.
Get the fuck out the way. God damn.
Move, bitch. Get out the way.
We know we drive. Ludacris. We know it's bad drivers in the full circle. We know. But get your ass out the way. Mm-hmm. HOV your shit or something.
You see me coming out of my way. Fuck out of my way.
What she said.
What Luda said. Fuck that shit. I no plagiarism over here ever.
Thanks. Don't jump, bitch. Ever. Move.
I mean, since we on the topic of driver shit, I got my sound off kind of go right in line with that.
What's up?
And this is near and dear to my heart because goddamn, I support you motherfuckers, but the foreign DoorDash drivers, bro. Oh,
or Uber drivers. Please add Uber to that, please.
Uber Eats, DoorDash, any one of you motherfuckers
any
that's delivering
driving
my food.
Service. Like, why do you hire somebody that is not from this place?
What you got to say? I just want to know what you got to say about it.
These foreign drivers, when I order my food, you know, when you ordering food delivery, you be hungry because you don't want to go pick the shit up. You might be busy. You expecting your shit to come promptly. Even if it's late, cool. I don't mind. At least my shit's still going to come here. But when you arrive and where I live, I got a gate, so I got to buzz you into the motherfucker. So I'll be like, all right, I'm be at work. Please text. I will open the gate whenever you arrive. Niggas will arrive, won't call, won't do nothing. So I call them and it's, hey, papi, got. I'm like, oh, fuck, god damn. I'm trying to communicate with these niggas, and they don't even speak English. And
don't
I'm all
no English.
I'm all for you niggas getting money. I don't want nobody not to get money and support their family, whatever the fuck you doing. But if you're in a customer service position where you need to communicate, please at least learn the basics, bro.
But you got to understand. I mean, I understand, just like you said, just to reiterate, I understand y'all getting that bread, but God damn. Google Translate or something, bro.
Not even that. Why would you hire somebody that is not from here who cannot properly communicate with anybody to do something that requires communication?
Oh, they getting over. They probably didn't even fill out that application.
They're being hired by computers. They not even be hired by people at Uber or none of them shits. Like, niggas, it's, oh, you got a car with some insurance? Come on, nigga.
Really?
That's, you got your license? Bet. Bet it up.
As long as your shit ain't suspended.
They don't even be checking that shit.
You on that bitch. Let's go.
They don't even be checking that shit.
And here's the fucked up part. You hit them with the hello. Yeah, you outside. They try to respond to you in a different language. I'm like, bro, you know you didn't even understand what I just said.
You didn't hear none of that.
Why would you try to respond? And then they hit me. And I know a little bit, so I could respond back slightly until I hear, oh, no, I blow English. I'm like, fuck.
Then why you pick the order up?
why you pick the order up, gang?
You seen it say Sean. You can't talk to Sean.
How about to just put no.
You should have picked up the order for Sergio, nigga, not Sean.
But the names be like Brad. Niggas be lying, bro. Niggas be, it be like Brad. I'm like, oh yeah, Brad about to bring my shit. White boy.
Omar brought my shit twice this week.
His Vasio brought my shit today, nigga. I got Chipotle. I guess all the Mexican orders, niggas be like, yes, I'm going for that one.
Vargas.
What Trill said? Vargas.
Vargas.
Shout out to y'all, man. I want y'all to get money and support y'all families and bring them over here to America. But damn, bro, when I'm hungry, at least just.
My friend,
please.
My friend, no, where you at?
Brother.
I look for your apartment. I couldn't find my friend.
It's fucked up, man.
Where you at, my friend?
Nigga walking by, damn near by the leasing office to get your shit.
Yo, one time I seen a nigga, you know, because you look at Uber Eats, it'll show you whether they walking or in a car.
Yeah.
This nigga hopped out by the leasing office and they got a walk-in gate. I'm like, yo, bro, I don't know the code to that shit. I don't ever walk in this motherfucker. Get your ass back in the car so I can let you in, bro.
Drive around, nigga.
Why would you pull up and try to walk?
I'm in the back.
Bro, please, let me let you in and I can... Walk guide your you ass from through there. This shit. Word.
Yeah, guide you from there.
It's already a little complicated to get to my building.
What building number do you stay in?
You want to guess?
21.
Two.
Can you do? Bro, you asked for that shit. He put that on the motherfucking application. And I can't stay in no other building but fucking
no
two.
No building but two. You feel me?
I swear to God, he put that per your contract like Cat Williams.
On the second
motion.
Floor.
Oh, you got motion. Like crack in the 80s. Come on now. What the fuck is he talking about? Hey. Greek shit. Fuck is he talking about?
That nigga say he got it.
Pop your shit, twin.
Come on now. I don't say too much.
Do your little thing.
I just let them watch.
You know, they gonna see you.
You know what I'm gonna watch though?
What?
I'm gonna watch my nigga Donald Glover play 21 Savage.
I'm gonna watch it too because I'm curious. But what the fuck? I just wanna know who's behind the creative direction for that. Like, who said, you know what, nigga? Donald Glover ought to play you.
But you gotta understand his range though. I mean,
yeah.
He got Mr. and Mrs. Smith that's about to drop. That's coming soon.
He could have got Jaden Scott to play him. Jada's son to play his little skinny ass. They about look the same. He could have got his nigga to play him. He's an actor too.
He wouldn't have been that good.
Yeah, he wouldn't have been good. He's not a gangster. I mean, Donald Glover is far from a gangster too.
Donald Glover is not gangster, but...
He has range. Atlanta.
Facts.
Been in Atlanta.
I've been watching Atlanta recently just because they said that Cat Williams was in it. And I was like,
you never watched Atlanta?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, I have, but I don't remember the part where Cat Williams was in it.
Season 3. That was the Alligator Man.
No, season 2.
Okay, but don't ruin
season
it for
season 2. Oh, so you still haven't seen it?
Yeah,
I mean, that's not ruining it. I know,
because that's the shit that I saw on
just
Instagram
stop.
Anyway.
Stop. Cut it right there.
No, but that's what, he ain't telling me nothing that I didn't see on Instagram. And I was like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to go watch that
he
shit.
He played a hell of a role in that. And that was like when that episode dropped and when he came, it was like his resurgence into Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That was back when all the bullshit headlines was coming out about him.
By kids.
That's how that nigga had me at the fucking MMA shit. That nigga had me just how Cat Williams was on the floor. Like, nigga, if I
with
get
the
up,
plain face.
With the plain face. Facts. Nah, I was struggling. I was trying to get up.
Did y'all see that whole video of that shit? Like, yes. Did y'all see the whole video?
I had to rewatch
it. I just didn't understand why he just kept sitting on the ground. I'm like, why did this nigga just keep sitting?
Because he was
on
upset. He got
get up, nigga. Stand up.
Nigga said, stand up for yourself.
Damn. Stand up, Cat.
Yeah, but I'm excited for that shit too.
I'm ready to hear the album too. Yeah. Summer Walker is going to be on the album. SZA, we got Young Thug is going to be on the album. He's dropping everybody's baby pictures. That shit is fucking cute.
Good marketing, great marketing.
I mean, it got me excited for it. I didn't even know who the fuck Summer Walker was when he posted that bitch.
I didn't see the picture. I seen Thug.
And knew he was.
I can't wait for some new Thug. Though.
I seen
new
Jeffrey.
Thug been dropping. He been working behind the scenes because new Thug been just dropping randomly.
Thug's trial was actually the Zoom call was hacked by hackers, and they got on there and they kept screaming "Free Thug, mistrial, Free Thug, mistrial."
See, that's fucked up because like that's actually probably going against him, honestly.
Yeah, but it's really good. It's really good.
It's like, great for content, but if you that nigga, you like, bro, stop. My name Jeffrey, bro. Like,
right. Who is this? I don't even go by Thug. Did you see the nigga is like, is testifying in court, the nigga Slug?
Slug?
Yeah, his name is Slug, the nigga that's testifying in court, like, and is saying all of this stuff and all of these things, and I really feel like he just gonna need some witness protection after that shit, because niggas is just really running their mouth like loose lips.
He from Atlanta?
Yeah, he's...
Oh, damn.
He was naming like gang members in YSL. Like they was like, "And who is this person right here?"
Good luck, bro.
And it was Young Thug, and he was like, "That's Jeffrey." And he was like, "Is he a YSL member?" Yes, he is. Bitch ass nigga.
He's pointing fingers.
I'm trying to figure out why niggas. Why? What's the point in switching up like that? Like, what you get out of it? What do you get out of not?
They call that immunity.
Is it? You free?
Immunity.
But are you free from guilt?
No.
Hell no.
Are you free from being a bitch?
Hell no.
Are you free from being a snitch?
Nah.
Niggas gonna relocate.
I mean, but that's all well and good, but wherever you go, you're always gonna be a snitch and a bitch ass nigga.
That nigga in Kentucky.
Utah.
Utah, yeah, Utah. Nevada.
Ohio. Ohio.
Hey, man.
Anyway, we're gonna move on to hoes. What's up with your whores at the schoolhouse, man? What's going on?
Not the whores.
Whore?
Y'all are supposed to be at the schoolhouse. You turn it into a whorehouse. It's crazy.
Talk to him.
I don't want to talk to him at all. I don't want to speak to him because I have a son in school, and if I wish a bitch fucking would. You ain't got to worry about no police officer or none of that shit. I swear to God, I'm just walk up to you so smooth and take your motherfucking lights out.
Lights out.
Time to cut that nigga water off.
I'm about to punch you.
Lights out. Get the fuck back. Guard your grill.
There's something wrong.
They can't stay still.
I've been drinking and fucked too. Okay. And I've been thinking of busting you.
You across your motherfucking forehead.
Uh-huh. And if your friend jump in.
Oh, no.
That be Mo dead. Yeah.
Shout out to Luda,
what
man.
What the fuck? Luda!
Hey, shout out to Luda.
That other shit, though, was whack, nigga. Come on now. You could have gave us something.
It wasn't whack. Wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary.
Again, it was unnecessary.
It was a definition of niggas be doing shit.
You responded to truth with a rap, bro. Like, no.
And it's not giving we believe you.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Uh-huh. It's all fun and games.
But what about what happened with these teachers? What happened?
The teachers are at the schoolhouse having sexual relationships with 16-year-old students.
Oh Lord.
They've been doing that for a while.
Yeah, but that's not cool. Seems like it's really blatant nowadays. Like I feel like we have a teacher in the audience if she would like to chime in. I think True, you have a microphone there?
Swing that. What Ashley said? Swing that back around that way.
My way.
Swing that back around that way.
No. You don't want to say anything about it? Okay. Well, apparently, I got some more news. This is coming in hot. Coming in hot.
Fuego.
There's a lot going on. So much to the gravity where the young ladies are laying down their baby hairs with masturbation cum.
Excuse me, say what?
Excuse me, say what?
Pardon me?
Excuse me, say what?
Lord Jesus.
Breaking news. Breaking
coming
news.
Coming in hot. Coming it's in a lot wet. Going on in the high school that it blew my mind when I was sitting up there listening to it too. So I thought the worst thing that I had to worry about was the teachers in the high school. Apparently, the fucking students are the goddamn worst. Y'all are raising fucking menaces and goddamn just all around whoremongers.
That's crazy.
That's what y'all are doing, and that's not. And that's, and check and listen to me now. Stop. Stop fucking on them fucking kids at that schoolhouse, man. Like, stop. What is And I'm talking about just like in my right mind, in your right mind as an adult person. Like, you know.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like,
it's
the person
problematic
as fuck. They already don't pay all a lot as teachers, so what the fuck is he going to do as a 16-year-old man?
She said, I'm going to get what I'm
going to. Now the nigga can't even get a high school diploma. You done fucked that up for him. You know what I mean? They kicking him out of school. You know what I mean? Like, you're ridiculous, bitch. You just wrong. Everything is just wrong about it. It's not right. The white lady was doing, it was a black lady too, the cheerleading squad teacher, the one that went viral for her TikToks and shit like that.
Well,
they just be doing all type of nasty.
What do you think? It's obviously something mentally off with them. What do you
mental
think
illness.
Is like?
It's a mental illness.
Some of them be like real young though.
It's a mental illness.
Like straight out of college, which is still not acceptable either way, but like they do be young for the most part, but some of them be old. I mean, It's all ranges.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit, they ain't got no old teachers no more. They said they tired of working for fucking nothing. So now they got these young-ass motherfucking teachers in there. And they around there sucking them kids' dick under the stairwell, which was supposed to be shit that the kids that was in school was supposed to be doing to each other when I was going to school.
Hey, nah, shout out to you, Ma. You know who you are.
When I was going to school, it was us doing that too. It was never the teachers. That's
but if
wild.
You, okay.
In the
wild.
Gym.
Okay, have you...
In the fucking gymnasium,
under the bleachers,
nigga. I remember verbatim high school basketball game in the bleachers, standing up,
finger,
nigga. Straight up, nigga. Yeah, people around and all that. You got to hit one of these. You with your lady in high school. You hugging her like
this.
Hey, yo.
That was what going on at the church locker.
That's what went
time.
Down.
Oh, jeez.
He act like he was missing something. Just say y'all did it at high school.
Hey, y'all was in the schoolhouse with it. We was in the church.
We was at least in the dark.
The church is the
at least the lights was out.
The church is the problem.
We thought God couldn't see us if the lights were out.
Oh, Lord.
Broad daylight fingering is fucking bananas.
That's
nigga.
That's madness. That's fucking madness.
Kinky fucking work.
Kinky fucking work.
Broad daylight fingering a bitch?
You, nigga, we
with
can
the principal
see you
in public.
In
with
the
words
principal? Of Cat Williams. Nigga, you know we can see you.
Scoreboard 42-35, nigga. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow,
home
wild.
Game.
Wild.
It's people out here.
Home game, nigga. Yep.
It's popcorn right here by your pussy.
Hello.
Bitch. You gotta watch that. Anyway.
Hello.
Y'all need to do better, man. Y'all need to be like Coretta. Fucking teachers need to start being like Coretta.
Oh, man.
You teachers need to learn how to be the fuck more like Coretta Scott, goddamn
please.
King.
Please.
Rest the peace to her.
Jonathan,
y'all need to get it together.
Jonathan said he want somebody like Coretta.
Who doesn't?
Me?
You don't want somebody
y'all
like Coretta?
Wilding, bro.
You don't want somebody
y'all
like Coretta?
What have we seen about Coretta that put her in the category to
Coretta
be like,
was,
yo, I want to.
Coretta was
and that's
pretty.
Why
have you seen the pictures
like,
of Coretta Scott King?
You're correct.
Coretta Scott King was a fucking baddie.
She was just married to Martin Luther King, nigga. That's the only reason why we know her as.
Bro, Coretta Scott was a baddie. Shout out to you, Coretta.
There's mad baddies out there.
Right. But she's a seasoned baddie. She's a you know what I mean?
Seasoned baddie.
So, okay,
is crazy.
Okay, boom. Really, can I ask a question to these
madness.
Niggas? Y'all acting like I'm tripping right now. Can I ask
right,
a question
go
to
ahead.
Y'all?
We'll give you
the floor
chance.
Is yours.
What like person like back in the day, like older person, like an older icon that you look up to that you feel like is like attractive?
Angela Davis.
He say Angela Davis.
She was a bad motherfucker, and she'll pop you in the face,
name,
too.
Man.
Boom, see? Go ahead. I got
Coretta.
Mine. But Angela, why you want your bitch to be like Angela Davis, right? If you had a crush on Angela Davis,
no.
Right?
I don't want somebody that aggressive.
I gotta get her name now.
So why do you like Angela Davis? It doesn't make sense at this point. You just like her for her looks and not for her who the fuck she is.
You
could, Angela goddamn Davis.
You could like somebody for what they stand for and what they...
And not want to have it
represent, and not want. Yes, you could. It could be both ways. Two things could be true.
He next though.
What's wrong with that?
Next though. All
right, I don't see anything wrong with that. It's ahead, plenty of women out here that I think are attractive, but I don't want to be with.
Are you looking it up or some shit?
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Pam Grier. There you go. Pam Grier.
Foxy Brown.
Pam
Grier. There you go.
Foxy Brown.
Pam Grier. So, do you want a bitch like Pam Grier?
Why not? Who
see what I'm saying?
Who would not?
He want a Pam Grier.
We don't know anything about her personality, though.
I want Pam.
So we do know something about Pam Grier's personality. Like, this lady is the first black female whatever she
did. That's not personality.
Well, she paved
the way. That's accomplishments.
She paved.
What if she's a fucking asshole?
We don't know anything about Coretta Scott King's personality neither. We just know her accomplishments. Do you know anything about Angela Davis's accomplishments?
I know her accomplishments and I know her personality based off of what she stood for.
Let's hear the accomplishments.
What does the accomplishments have to do with being attracted to her?
He don't know the fuck. He don't know how to name them shits. Nobody knows how to name motherfuckers' accomplishments.
That's a null and void point.
They just know what they're famous for.
That's a null and void point.
She's famous for being an activist. She's famous for being a black activist, nigga. So we're thinking that you would want a woman like a black activist. That's all the fuck we're saying. You mad because we saying it?
I said personality. That has nothing to do with accomplishments.
So you want a white activist? Like, what type of activist do you want? Her personality is an activist.
You see how they try to do me, bro?
No, we want you to actually say some shit and stand on it this episode, nigga. Like, you be wanting to dance around this shit so bad. You answer some questions like Cat Williams, nigga. Just answer the fucking question.
Alright, you getting your shit off, so I'm gonna let you. So I'm not gonna really respond.
It's
but
the Hennessy. It's Hennessy in my cup. My cousin poured that shit.
What I verbatim said, you asked me the question, who from back in the day that I would be attracted to and would want to be.
And you said Angela Davis. And then I asked, would you want a woman like Angela Davis? And you said the fuck no. And we're confused as to why you would have a crush on somebody that you wouldn't want to even date. That's weird.
How's that weird?
See? That's what I'm saying. How is it not weird that you have a crush on somebody and
you
don't
want to
fuck with somebody like that? Like,
so you got a crush on her, right?
I got a crush on the personality that she's a strong woman, she's aggressive, she stands for her shit.
So do you want to fuck with a woman like that?
Some of those personality traits, yeah. But if that's your whole thing, if you out in the streets every day, I can't see you not home with me. No, I don't want that
shit. How do you know that Angela Davis was out in the streets every day?
Because I seen her on the front lines with the fist up, fighting for our rights, nigga.
What if she was doing that as a 9 to 5?
You're adding motion onto this lady personality.
You got a 9 to 5.
That wasn't no 9 to 5 back then, nigga.
We do not know her personality to that extent. But what we do know about Angela Davis,
that was a lifestyle
personality for sure. Is that she was a black activist? Yes.
But what she scheduled that time with you though? You got your time.
Wonder if she was only a black activist from 9 to 5.
You know what I'm saying?
Bet. Say less. Yeah. Okay. Come on, Angela.
So it's a yes then?
Angie. Come on, Angie. Okay, hell
so
yeah.
I guess.
Bitch, you can only be passionate from 9 to 5. I don't want to hear the bullshit when you get home, bitch.
You better not be leaving at 3 o'clock.
You better not throw that fist up at 5 p.m.
Is that so wrong to ask?
That's oppressive. You're a fucking oppressor.
If you activated all day and then you come home.
I forgot who the fuck my crush was like doing this shit right here. You mean I forgot who the fuck I was even about to fucking say at this point?
Y'all niggas ain't gonna team up on me. I'm standing firm on my shit.
You was
shit.
About to say Boris Kojo.
No, I wasn't.
Shamar Moore?
No. Fuck you niggas. Now they won't crack on me. The real funny thing is niggas don't even know who they want for real.
What's wrong with these niggas though? What's wrong with these niggas though?
Who the fuck would pick Boris Kojo? He's not even an old-time type of person. Vanessa Williams. Bro, these niggas. So how old is Boris Kojo? Like, listen to the people y'all just named, and then listen to what you just said. Boris Kojo and them, they not even in the same age range, think?
You talking about Boris Kojo and who? Shamar Moore?
No, they Boris Kojo and Shamar Moore in that same age range, but are they in the age range with Pam Grier or Angela Davis?
No, are they as iconic?
Are they that as historical as Coretta Scott King? The fucking nerve to compare Boris fucking Kojo and fucking Shamar Moore to goddamn Coretta fucking Scott King, Angela goddamn Davis, and Pam Grier. And then laugh about it with your heads cocked back like I'm the idiot on the couch. Fuck you niggas.
So who is yours? You still haven't picked.
Fuck it, I don't even want to do it anymore. Move the fuck on.
Boo.
I'm just mad that Coretta Scott caught a stray. You know what, Coretta? I understand why you caught the stray, because you deserve your flowers. I don't feel like Jonathan Majors was being any type of disrespectful when he said that what he was looking for in a bitch, he found in Megan Good. I see nothing wrong with that. And everybody was trying to find it. It's so weird. Yeah. Why is it weird?
It ain't.
I don't think it's that weird. Niggas got crushes. Niggas feel like how they feel. He said it only twice that we know of. Niggas is acting like he just running around saying this shit 55 times. I'm looking for a Greta. I'm looking for... Y'all acting like this nigga's just... Like, we only know that he said it twice.
I guess it was the reference to somebody that is no longer with us.
True.
Who gives a fuck? I mean, not that who doesn't give a fuck that she's not no longer with us. He can reference whoever he want to reference. He can have whoever he want to have as a like. Who, Coretta? Oh, but he was chastising her. See, y'all taking it out of context. The first time was used for chastising the bitch. You understand what I'm saying? And after he didn't want to fuck with her no more. Yeah, we're talking about a conversation he had after he broke up with a bitch. He's telling her what the fuck he was looking for in a bitch, and she's not that. So, boom. Now he's saying that he found that in somebody, and why are we so mad? I don't understand. I'm still confused.
I'm not mad, but...
it's some weird wild shit. Shout out to you, Coretta, bitch.
It's some wild shit.
You're trending.
Like,
Coretta, bitch. Coretta Scott King is trending now. Right. Right, I feel like people should bring up like black excellent people more often. Like, why is it weird that we can't talk about the greats?
There's nothing wrong with it.
We can talk about the greats. We can throw them off up in there. I want me a nigga like Malcolm X.
Okay.
Billy D. Williams. I want me a Billy D.
Billy D. Williams. Oh, 45.
That's your type, Billy D.
Billy D. Little Billy D. Williams.
You want a Billy
D.
Dub?
With the waves in his head?
Mm-hmm. A little Harry Belafonte.
Oh,
okay. Harry Belafonte.
Well, see, now you talking. Now you talking that talk.
Okay. Belafonte. Niggas was fine. Sidney Poitier.
Real legends.
Niggas was fine. So them niggas wasn't fine. Real like, let's legends. Be real. Now y'all acting like niggas is just... And well, then these
you're
niggas
asking
is...
Grown niggas.
You asking the crowd or us?
I'm just saying like... Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm asking... For the ladies in the audience. Hey, how y'all doing, ladies? Welcome in tonight. I'm just saying, these niggas was handsome. And they kept themselves like gentlemen. So when I say I want a nigga like that, like, don't think I'm being weird. I just want a nigga like that. That old time suave. Suavery with a Devin Lyle.
What about Garrett Morris? What about Garrett Morris?
Who the fuck is Garrett Morris?
Uncle Junior from Jamie Foxx.
So you want to be playing so motherfucking bad, bro. And I think that man dead,
but
too.
But nah, he alive. He definitely alive. Oh, he definitely still alive. Still acting.
Like, I don't think you really get the picture, though. Like, you want to laugh. You don't think, you're trying to make a joke of who the fuck I'm liking and shit like that. You know what I mean? And no disrespect to that man, but you just ain't my cup of tea, sir. That's all I'ma say.
And there we go.
That's all I'ma say. He just ain't my cup of tea.
And that's the point. I think that was the Coretta Scott point.
Thank
it's
you.
Like
niggas got cups of tea.
True, true.
I like Earl Grey. Some right, niggas might some like niggas, celestial
I
tea.
You mean?
Yeah. That's like what I was trying to bring honey. It around too. I'm trying to, you know.
Yeah. I like my shit around. Smooth. I like green tea with the money in it.
Speaking of green, these aliens at the goddamn mall that they said that was up there.
Did y'all see that story in Miami?
I saw the story.
Look.
Did the aliens see my story? Follow this motherfucking podcast. Let's see if we can't get some shit popping. Let's take this shit universal, nigga.
Yeah, take this shit
galaxy.
Galactic.
You fucking celestial. Yeah,
we just talked about Big Kang shit. I mean, shit, Big Kang. Shout out my nigga Big Kang. We just talked about Kang the Conqueror, nigga.
Shit, hey,
that nigga is intergalactical.
Universal shit. God
damn. Listen,
weird
this
ass
point,
story.
I want the aliens just come grab me and see what's up. Because I heard that nigga Elon Musk charging people a whole bunch of motherfucking money to get up there. Bitch, if I can give me a free ride, I'll take that.
Hey,
I'm not scared neither. I just need them niggas to have some weed and some alcohol on the motherfuckers. I go anywhere. I go anywhere.
Facts.
You got this and that. Man, listen. What we eat?
We'll be best friends.
What's going on? Where we going?
It's your bestie.
In the backseat of a space station, chopping it up with the aliens. Yeah, all right. Let's go. I'm not scared, bro. I'm not scared of no shit like that. Whole time, like, what to be scared of?
Do y'all believe in aliens?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, I definitely do.
In what context and what, like, capacity?
in the capacity of that, like they are beings, there are other beings in the world. Like they are beings and we are beings, like how we human beings and they whatever being.
They don't, they definitely not like us, I can
and,
tell you.
You
that.
Know, we being what the fuck we gotta do, you know, we being us and shit. Niggas just out here being.
Beyond shit that we can really fathom, I think. At the end of the day.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's some shit that our brains can't even like compute. If we would see it, it would be.
Then
like,
why the fuck was he at the mall if we can't compute it? What the fuck?
He was trying to put that shit on. What you mean?
I'm trying to figure out what the nigga was trying to get, some Chinese noodles or some shit. What the fuck is he at the mall for?
He was getting them samples.
Man, them niggas can compute. We can compute. We
them
can compute.
Samples was out.
We can compute. They can compute. We compute, nigga.
This is what happened. The nigga pulled up at Lenox or where they was in Miami. He pulled at whatever mall that was. He was like, oh, that's what them niggas is wearing? Bet. Nigga pulled up, tried to go get his shit, and nigga started tripping. That's all what happened.
I seen Men in Black. I know what's going on. I been woke. I grew up with no motherfuckers in the pew. I grew up on that shit, nigga.
She said pew.
Y'all just now realizing that this shit is real. Whole time, that been, I been watching that shit. Shout out to Will Smith, nigga. Y'all tripping, bro. I'm on it.
I would have
been
shout
out to Will.
It's talking about 8 to 10 feet.
Scared?
I mean, I would have minded my business. I wouldn't
you
have
don't
been
fuck
close.
With me, I don't fuck with you. Dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been close to them niggas though. I'd be like, all right,
that's
right, y'all.
That's like bums that you see on the fucking street. Look, I'm not. Hey, look.
You stay your ass over there.
You heard me.
So what do y'all think really happened? So the story, just for we could for context, Miami Mall, allegedly there was a group of teenagers, allegedly, in the mall fighting each other, letting off firecrackers, fireworks at each other, caused a disturbance. Police was called. That's one story. Then there's another story that there were people at the mall and a 10-foot figure was doing whatever. It was doing its thing.
Right.
Doing its thing. And that's what caused for a police to arrive. My thing is, there was like a lot of police cars.
It was a citywide. They
right.
Said citywide.
And they shouldn't. It was supposed to be some type of electrical issue like that movie that we were just talking about.
Leave
like
the
a
world
film
behind.
Leave the World Behind. It was giving that type of shit. Whole time. Could happen today. They literally just if they giving us half the truth, then it's some more truth to it. Like if you're giving me this much, then if the government is giving us this much, just know that it's 1,000 more shits to all of that fucking shit.
Just to end up put a button on that. I remember.
Love when he puts a button on some shit.
Gotta put a button on that motherfucker. I got a couple of them things.
Little corduroy.
You got a button on there too. I lived through 9/11 in New York, and they told us some bullshit when it happened day of. So I could imagine like anything that
propaganda.
Does happen, what they might tell you day of, and what it eventually becomes.
True.
So
you have to believe what you believe in your own heart and come to your own understanding.
Do your research.
I'm not doing no research on that shit. Whatever the fuck happens, happen.
If it was just some niggas fighting in the mall, goddamn, I wish it was
God,
aliens.
Me and God? Do you believe in God? Fuck an alien. Not see, y'all asking the wrong questions out here. Let's stay focused. Huh? All 2024.
Speaking all 2024.
That man that attacked that judge, he probably thought he was an alien or some shit, huh?
The way that nigga jumped up over, because that shit high. I done been to court before. That shit high. That shit up there.
That shit's a podium.
Crazy how he got mental health now?
But
bitch, you was sane enough to jump over that fucking shit. Bitch, you cleared everything in front of you. Now all of a sudden you just deaf, dumb, and slow, huh?
Ain't nothing touched that whole little.
He cleared it.
All of a sudden they charge you with attempted murder. Now you just, now you slow.
Is that real? I heard he only got 19 months.
Yeah, attempted murder. They're charging that man with attempted murder.
Uh-oh. I don't know. Maybe it's updated since then.
Check on it. They charging him with attempted murder for lunging at the judge.
Did you see how they had him?
On him. They put gloves on that.
He went
it
back to court today.
Gloves.
That was the first time he went to court, but he went back to court today.
Spit guard, gloves, with cuffs.
They had a well, they
like
Hannibal Lecter that
yeah,
man.
Like Hannibal Lecter that
they
bitch.
Had that one guard that was all up on his ass like.
He was attached to that nigga like a tail.
What do you expect? I'm trying to figure out what
move,
would you
bitch.
Expect? What did you expect, Pop? When you did that, I said, oh, he about to go to jail forever.
Nah, from under the jail. Gotcha.
Yeah, he about to go to jail forever.
Yeah, another black man.
You about to
man.
Walk the green mile now, buddy.
Another black man gone. God damn. That fast.
Go, how did I get life? Life, life.
Life, life.
He in there clawed in the niggas.
Okay.
Life, life.
How did I hear?
Yeah, boy, look.
Lock that motherfucker up like Martin and goddamn Eddie.
Life.
That nigga Martin was upset, bro. That nigga was like, what?
Judge, ma'am.
buddy. Man. Okay, anyway, that was funny. That happened in Vegas, and then Kanye's wife was out in Vegas with the tits out and the toes.
The heavies.
Tits and the toe.
The heavy tits.
Tits.
You like that shit, huh?
Don't know. I'm not answering any more questions regarding women when it comes to me, because that shit get twist turned like a motherfucker.
No, bro, you just gotta say what you mean to me. What you say? Do you like the tits?
I like heavy tits. Yes.
Okay, bet, nigga. You like heavy tits? Fine. We not gonna scrutinize you. You have your preference, nigga. You like heavy tits?
Who don't though?
Who don't like
I
heavy
ain't
tits?
I never heard a nigga be like, ew.
That's fucked up, because I'm in the itty bitty titty could be like, I can't even indulge in this conversation. Y'all, I'm talking about her toes. Why do the bitch don't never wear no shoes?
Can I? Real
That's
quick.
What I want to know. Like, is Kanye out here like, I'm gonna make this bitch my slave for real? Like, I'm gonna turn these tables.
Damn. Now, that's a whole different perspective.
He had her out there in a shoestring.
I just be thinking shit like that. I think a little deeper about it. Like, I don't she look like the nigga 12 years a slave?
It look like that. That's how they do their marriage. I ain't got no problem with that shit.
That don't look like she in bondage. Every time you see that bitch,
they look happy. Bondage. I can say that they be laughing and smiling together. Mm-hmm.
All I think the hoe was sucking dick on the boat.
Shit, they living their best life, if you ask me.
Sucking dick on a boat with the tits and toes, and she out in Vegas, and she got the roll, because she's a what big old hoe. I be telling y'all, can y'all please bring me a beat one time? Nah, next episode, can I just get one beat? Can we just do one episode where I just get my, like, little freestyle like?
Me and Doe, we keep beats on us.
It's
shit right in my pocket, right here.
They don't want to see me get my awards. They don't want to see me get my trophies. Speaking of, it was award season. Mm-hmm. Kiki Palmer won for Emmy for the first, but I didn't even know that she. Is there any other black TV show host besides Kiki Palmer ever in life?
TV show host?
Yes, not game show host.
Oh, game show. Oh,
yeah. Ever in life. Black woman, black female.
Oh, black woman.
Game show host in life, and ever in life. Any other one?
I was about to say Wayne Brady. I don't know about women. What show did she host?
I was going
to
say.
Oh,
Kiki
the bitch
Shepherd.
That hosts the shit that Wayne Brady was on. Isn't that a game? That's not a game show, though.
It is a game show, technically.
What?
Whose Line Is It?
Whose Line Is It?
I don't know her name. But yeah, shout out to her. I just seen it today.
Well, Kiki was the first black woman to ever win a Emmy for game show host. For a female.
A Golden Globe. Golden Globe, wasn't
was it?
Was
it a Golden Globe?
Yeah, it was Golden Globe.
I thought it was
Globes.
An Emmy. The Emmys is for the shows. Emmys are for shows, bro.
Was the Golden Globes?
Golden Globes is what the Bears won. The Bear won Golden Globe or some shit like that.
Yeah, with Io and my man. Yeah, but that's what Kiki won. Didn't she just win?
Oh, I don't know. It's award season. A lot of people are winning awards. Shout out to all of the black women. It's a lot of black women awards. That's the point I want to get to. Yeah, we got Angela Bassett. We got Kiki Palmer. We got Ayo. We got fucking all of these. I mean, what's going on?
I think Taraji went to something?
Nah.
Maybe not. I'm thinking of The Color Purple.
We want her to win so bad. We want her to win something so bad. Man, shout out to Fantasia, dog. Fantasia been doing her fucking thing. I don't know what's going on, but Fantasia about to do something, and I want to know about it.
Yeah, she been popping lately.
That girl ain't
missed
a
fucking. She been looking fire, too. You seen her fits? Ooh. Shout out to her stylist.
Shout out to the fucking stylist, bitch. Call me. What you need? If you need anything in Houston, call me. I just want to pull up. We got a little something. What's up, man? That shit is going. It's going down. Yeah. So shout out to all of the black women winning awards this award season. I love to see it.
Yeah, we love to see that.
Angela Bassett gave. What is that? Regina King?
Regina King gave a nice little speech.
Yeah,
for Angela Bassett. It was.
I was amazing. Trying to figure out why they was kissing on each other like that though.
That ain't none of my business.
Next episode though, we gonna have a Patreon episode, and I decided that I was gonna This shit is longer than what the fuck I thought it was.
Speaking about kissing on each other, you had a rekindling with a young lady from Instagram.
That's why I was just about to say. So we're gonna have a Patreon episode. We're gonna have a whole. Because y'all think that I'm some type of lesbian expert in the comments.
They really do. They be tripping.
Listen to me. Hear me out loud and the fuck clear. I am the fuck not a lesbian at all.
She told
y'all.
I'm not
an expert on lesbianism. I don't know nothing about this shit. But I'll have a Patreon episode dropping with somebody who is. And I learned a few terminologies today. Like, touch me not. There's a thing called touch me not.
Is it in the that community?
Yeah, it's in the at that community.
Touch me
in the at that community. It's in that community. It's in the LG. LGBTQ
splash.
The K, the community,
the plus, the LGTV,
all of the
plus.
Things that y'all have going on with y'all life. Shout out to y'all. We'll have an expert here.
Oh, so we gonna have it? Okay, sure. Shout out to that. That's
it's gonna
up.
Be for Patreon content only, though. It's not.
Hey, so you niggas better subscribe.
I mean,
you
just subscribe to the Patreon. I learned some shit tonight that I never knew nothing about. Cheers. Shots.
Cheers.
Rebirth the podcast.
Take a pause for the cause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you pulled me up for
so,
real.
So what happened was we went viral on Instagram for a clip that we had did. I don't even know remember what episode that was from.
It was a while back.
Long time ago.
It was a while back, but they got hold of it. Boom, it's going viral. I was telling a story about how I was in jail and I had a girlfriend in jail. The comments went crazy. So crazy as to her cousin popped up in the comments.
And her brother.
Yeah.
Then the brother popped up in the comments.
Both of them.
Then the mother popped up in the comments.
Oh, I ain't see that.
Shit got serious when the mom came.
Combination.
Shit got real serious when the mom came. I ain't gonna lie to you. DMs, everything got serious when the mom came.
I didn't see the mama.
Damn.
I didn't hear about that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
First time.
I finally got to talk to Vic, y'all. Vic is okay. Vic is good. Big Vic is good. Big Vic is okay. Big Vic is still in jail.
Crown Vic.
Big Vic is still in jail. Big Vic is okay, though. Big Vic has her head up. Big Vic found the Lord. Big Vic says that she's just trying to help herself to get up out of jail. And I said, you know what?
Will
you keep your head up.
Will she be home?
Big Vic is going to, she's going to court this month. So, you know, we're going to send positive vibes, positive energy, all of the good things. The mom is cool. The mom is really cool. Like, she was like, not my daughter was in jail. Cutting up one shot. I was like, girl, and she was.
And she is, because she still is. Do you know what the problem that surprised me? All the comments
was
like.
But no, the mom has been holding her down from day one. Shout out to her mama, though. Like, her mama is the one who makes sure that she got money on her books.
The mom's always going
to
be the one.
Right? No, shout out to mom, though. Y'all alive. Y'all
the mom's always going to be the ones, man.
Mom is lit.
The best part for me was in the comments that how many motherfuckers knew Vic?
They really did. They really showed up.
I was like,
they
yo,
really showed up for real.
Vic was fucking jailhouse famous whole time. I didn't know. How well?
Fucking with a celebrity.
I was like, holy shit.
That's what I said.
Crazy.
I was like, ho.
Holy shit.
Ho.
I don't know
anything about anything again.
We're going to have the experts show up, though.
You know, we'll have the experts show up. They're not jailhouse experts, but they are lesbians, so.
I could actually have a jailhouse expert show up if we
I'm a jailhouse expert, nigga. I really feel like I could have so much to say about jail, but I just don't because I could beat y'all to death with stories for jail.
I don't.
Nobody wants to be beat to death.
I would never categorize you as an expert.
No,
though.
You're right. Because I was very much so a novice in jail. A novice.
I know a nigga
I've
that did
10.
So like.
Oh
that's,
really?
That's, yeah.
For what? Right. That's not our business.
Yeah. We can't.
That's
how
you know I ain't been in jail that long. That's how you know I don't know nothing. You're not supposed to ask a nigga what the fuck.
I was about to say. And you seen I shut my ass up. If he want to disclose that, then hey, I'll let him do it. But I'm not going to be the one to put that out there.
You know who else needs jail time? Jail time? Do you know who else needs jail time?
Come on with it. He need more than jail time.
Who is he?
Oh.
Who we talking about?
Who you talking
Natalie
about?
Natalie Nunn does look like a nigga, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She do look like a nigga.
Lord, can I get a Lord Jesus?
Nah, she do look like a nigga.
Lord
that was a
Jesus.
Great segue. That was actually a great segue, as a matter of fact. She big Crimson Chin.
God.
Do y'all remember the superhero Crimson Chin?
Of course, from Timmy Turner. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right, that's what it's giving. It's giving Crimson Chin. She needs jail time.
I think she's attractive, but I would never want a bitch with a chin like that.
Dog, imagine in a fight, like if she just come down on your shit like really hard.
Like, not even a headbutt. The opposite of
like,
a headbutt.
Come down on you like on the top of your head, like with that much
of get you in a headlock, nigga.
Oh
or...
my God. Oh, and she's like digging it's that into OB. Your shit. Yeah, you're dead.
It's Jover, nigga. It ain't over, it's Jover. What Natalie Nunn did.
Okay, so y'all know I've been keeping up with baddies. I've been watching baddies. And I know you niggas don't care, but I do. And I know you bitches do. And y'all love to hear me talk shit about these bitches. Even if you hate that I'm talking shit about these bitches, you know that I'm telling the fucking truth.
Ain't y'all gonna comment anyway.
We need to get you on there.
Real talk.
No. Go tag me in the comments. Hey. This shit is going down.
Y'all.
Tag Riri in the comments, bro. Please.
At what you wearing, Riri, on Instagram, go tag me in the comments at Natalie. And whatever Natalie posts, like, yeah, I need to go. We're not going to the audition. Either she gonna choose me or she not. That's the audition.
Only way you get chosen.
Absolutely not. Don't believe the hype.
You ain't gonna be there.
You don't have to be at the audition to be chosen. Was Sukiyana at the audition? No.
She was.
No, she wasn't. She was a judge or some shit. She wasn't at the audition. Mind you, I swear to God, the auditions is a setup for them to get more footage of bitches just fighting and brawling. That's what that
promo?
Is.
Promo?
Yeah, it's promo.
I told you about the baddies with the dudes. They none of them niggas, that shit didn't even exist no more. Them niggas it's was content. Just fighting each other in the, like at the audition and shit.
It's content. But yeah, that's not who I feel like deserves jail time. But yeah, that's what that bitch do deserves jail time too. I watched the last episode, bitch.
Damn.
You got a very good
update us, please.
Emphasis on that word.
I love it.
Say it again one more time.
Bitch.
Hey.
I watched the last episode, and let me tell you why I don't never sympathize with no petty ass, whack ass, bullying ass bitches like y'all.
Come on with it.
And I don't give a fuck if I'm going to be on the show or not. I bitch, I'm going to come in at home. I'm going to stand on business. Bitch, my daughter be having seizures. And she have epilepsy as well, bitch. And let me tell you something. When they are under them fucking spells and shit like that, they don't know what the fuck is going on with them. And you goddamn right, bitch. They do come from about that home and ask you what the fuck happened. They don't know what the fuck be happening, bitch. You must don't know, bitch. And for you to come at that girl smiling like how you did and try to act like that girl was faking something that fucking serious, bitch. Shame on you.
Put us on, because I'm not familiar. So someone
last
had
somebody had a serious medical attack. She had a seizure. She had multiple seizures back to back. Girl blood pressure was running really high. She's rushed to the hospital. All of a sudden, they said that, well, why wouldn't you get to the hospital? You just pop up like nothing ever happened. Because that's how the fuck they be, bitch.
That's what Natalie Nunn saying.
That's how a seizure works, you dumb bitch. You don't know how they work, ho?
She just not smart.
You got all that chin and no brain.
Rebirth the podcast.
I'm done. Jail time, though. Jail time for you motherfuckers who are steady on Instagram asking for people's fucking bank accounts. You know it's income tax season. Them people need that fucking bank account for that fucking check to drop, bitch. You think motherfuckers got time to be playing with your bitch ass because you want to make $1,000 today? Eat your mama pussy.
I hate a nigga that.
I'm about to start reporting all your pages.
Nah, facts.
If I see it on my timeline one more time, you're going down.
Cut, cut, cut.
I'm going to have to drop a dime on them niggas. Give me a banana.
Rebirth.
Look, I ain't got no fucking perm and my shit ain't. You heard me?
You dig?
I'm sick of it. Not all this motherfucking year, y'all not going to do that shit.
She said, I don't like
get
that.
Get your bitch ass up and actually do some shit and go get some motherfucking work done and then get you some motherfucking money. What is $1,000 that you got to split with three motherfucking people? You fucking bum.
That shit got to get over. But I'm tired of niggas. Tap in. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, tap in. And then they be like, yo, don't ask no questions. Nigga, what the fuck? You want my bank info and you don't want me to ask questions?
That's crazy.
Huh?
And niggas really be going for that shit, though.
Niggas be desperate, bro. We telling. 2024, we telling.
Y'all burned my Navy Federal, bitch. I'm telling on y'all this year. All right, I'm done. That's it.
We telling.
I'm telling.
We got story time.
And remember this face. And remember this face. It's me.
We got story time.
We do have story time.
Story time.
Shout out to everybody on YouTube.
Story time.
Shout out to y'all. We love all of the engagement on YouTube. Shout out to whoever this nigga is on YouTube going, I don't know if we should even shout you out.
We're not going
to
say his name, but you do have a secret admirer on Instagram.
The podcast.
Phew. It's getting weird.
You got a secret admirer.
I'm famous. People was honking at me in the streets and shit today, huh, cousin? She ain't going to admit it, but they was. They know me out here.
Secret admirer.
I'm like, bitch. I'm going to have to get inside, oh.
You got
to
get a disguise. You got to get them eyes with the nose and the mustache.
I'm going to have to get inside. Better start pulling that Michael Jackson on them hoes.
How you feel about having a secret admirer on the internet? My man, it confused.
I'm flattered. But I'm not about to let that shit go to my head, nigga. I'm still scared, and I keep a pistol on me. So just know that as well.
My man, damn near professes love for you.
Thank you,
you
know, and you'll get
with
popped.
The roses.
Sincerely, I send you to Jesus, the good Lord.
A nigga put rose emojis in your comments.
It's gonna be a rose on his motherfucking casket. It's let him keep playing. Watch yourself now. I see you, boy.
We appreciate it, but chill out.
I see you, boy.
You're going too far.
You're going too far.
I ain't gonna lie. He to look, send it to your people, but don't run up on me in the streets like you know me.
If you see me in the streets,
nigga, you don't know me, nigga. Don't holler when you see me. So just talk politely and say, hello, how are you, Rashandra?
Cut it down to a two.
Shake my hand and move around.
Say hello. It's so nice to see you. And keep it moving.
Have you ever had like a stalker before?
Have I ever had a stalker before? Oh, yes.
Story time. Story time.
Stalking ain't what's up, bro. I can tell you.
I have had a stalker before.
That shit's not what's
up. And you know what's really scared to do? Is to have somebody like banging on your door while you got another nigga inside your shit.
See, that's more than a stalker.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's damn near kinky work. Damn near.
I'm like, why are you banging on my door? Then the nigga inside was like, I'm about to shoot through the door. I'm like, well, just relax, because I kind of know who this fella is. Like, hey, let him make a
service
it really
order late. In.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get put out.
I know who this fella.
Nobody wants an eviction notice.
I know who this fella is. It's great.
I might know him. Let me look through the peephole first.
Put a service order in if you do that. Chill out.
Chill. Let me look through the peephole first. So I'm looking through the peephole. I'm like, you're wilding, buddy. Let me text him real quick. Hold on 1 second, sir. Yo, leave. Buddy, what do you got going on?
Leave now,
hey. Please. You're in danger. That remind me of a meme.
The missed calls didn't want you. Like, hey, all of those missed calls that I just missed, that didn't. That was no. That didn't set the tone for none of this.
That wasn't
shit.
An alarm. Like, so
that
was
that
busy.
Wasn't like a just maybe. Just
that
hey,
was your go to.
She might be
asleep.
She might be asleep.
I might be busy, nigga.
Nah, but you know she might be asleep too. Like the whole time she might be asleep.
That's crazy.
She might be asleep. Yeah, I'm not a stalker, but just definitely a dangerous situation. Stalker vibes. Stalker vibes, never a stalker. Never nobody to help me feeling like I was in danger, like from them following me or no shit like that. Hell no, because you're going to jail. I'm pressing charges.
Lock his ass up.
I'm talking to the DA.
Speaking about meme culture and just apartment culture and shit, ain't this the funniest shit ever? It's a picture of a dog sticking their head in the tub looking at their owner, and the caption says, yo, the landlord's here talking about I ain't on a lease or something.
Yeah, for real. And not, nigga, you cost $800 to put on that fucking lease.
Bro, why do they charge
that
you?
That pet fee crazy.
Cause your house is gonna smell like that, nigga. They have to do a lot to get that shit out of this.
They
shit
still don't know I got cats.
This is what you do. You go see
don't stink.
Go see a therapist.
What?
Get the therapist to prescribe you
an emotional
support
animal.
And then that shit
I condone
out
this
the
message.
Window, baby.
I stand
what
by
you
this.
Talking about?
I
out
condone this
window.
Message.
You can take that motherfucker to Cheesecake Factory with you if you want
facts.
To.
We need to be eating.
I have another story time now.
Story times.
Can we really just shout out to the fact that I always knew I was going to be on Baddies? I actually got the tattoo.
Oh, wait.
I thought you was about to pull an ankle monitor out. I ain't gonna lie.
I got the tattoo. The Bad Girls Club logo. When Bad Girls Club had came out back in the day.
I'm not familiar with the game, so.
Nah, it was a thing, boy.
I just put my foot on this fucking table for everything.
Bad Girls Club. I know Kendra.
Like, I just made this grand reveal, and he's like, I don't even know.
I know.
Google it. The Bad Girls Club logo.
I thought that was the Houston Texans logo. Nigga, I ain't gonna lie.
Get this nigga the fuck up out of here.
I swear.
Now he throwing shots, though. That's funny to you. We from Houston.
Get this nigga the fuck up out of here. Hold on.
Watch
I'm
your mouth, man. We going to the fucking shout we going to the fucking playoffs, nigga. Watch your fucking mouth.
I gotta draw the line in the
please
sand.
Watch your fucking mouth. We going to the playoffs, nigga. Where's New York going?
I'm a Cowboys fan.
The fuck
fan.
Home?
Exactly.
Hey, where's New York going?
I'm a Cowboys fan.
The fuck home?
We still up in that bitch. Hey,
Cowboys.
That bitch.
What the Cowboys doing?
About?
Let's talk about them.
Man, you we got CJ Stroud win. Fucked up. And I'm going to pray for you, my boy, because I know the good Lord is with you.
I fuck with the
Texans. Jesus don't even like the Cowboys. And niggas like the Cowboys, and God don't even like fucking. Are you dead ass right now?
But do the Texans play on Thanksgiving?
No.
Yeah.
Do the Texans play on TV in general?
Shit.
Hell no.
Yeah,
they crickets. Fans and whole time they not that's okay. They going with
okay.
The people who get more
it's
TV
okay.
Time. They play on Thanksgiving. Who gives a fuck?
CeeDee Lamb broke a fucking receiving record this year.
CeeDee Lamb.
What the Texans do?
I love you, nigga. Fuck all stagnant. The other fuck ooh. All the other Cowboys.
Get your shit off.
All the other Cowboys are irrelevant, bitch. I love you. CeeDee Lamb. Lamb chop. Make it pop.
Make it
like a lollipop. Lord have mercy. Ooh.
Is there anything else that we need to tell the people?
We have questions.
We got a question. Let's get to the questions.
Have you niggas had sex this year yet? Has anybody had sex yet?
I got a girlfriend, so yes.
Two?
Easy.
Horace, have you had sex?
This is intrusive.
This year, in 2024.
If you don't want to answer, guys, you do not need to answer.
Nah, fuck all of that shit. Do this say two? Birth the podcast or rebirth?
All right.
I asked the questions. I need the answers.
All right.
What are you talking about? You answered it, right?
Lie, y'all.
I don't care what you do, but you have to answer. You asked the question. You answered your question.
I answered.
You had sex.
I have a young lady that loves me, and I had sex already.
Let's see. Okay.
Next.
She let that coochie breathe. You said you did. You haven't had sex yet? Ashley, you have a husband. It's a safe place for you. And then there's no judgment. There's a disclaimer at the beginning of the podcast. It says that nobody is saying anything to incriminate themselves or to potentially be used against them negatively in the future. It says that. Nobody can use this against you right now.
I don't have emotion like cracking the 80s.
All right, we're going around the room.
I haven't had sex yet. Though.
I don't kiss and tell, man.
You plead the fifth.
I just don't kiss and tell, man.
Trill?
No, I'm practicing celibacy.
Wait, what?
He didn't even say that shit right. You know he lying, nigga.
He said celibacy. He said selling a bitch. You see?
He's selling bitches. See, he lying.
I'm selling bitches.
Next.
I'm selling bitches and peas.
Go ahead. There's more motherfuckers in here.
Nigga said, I'm selling bitches and peas. What did you say?
Allegedly.
Celibacy.
He couldn't even get the words out.
No, but me, you, and 50,
right.
Trill. For real. Me, you, and 50. We out here holding it down. 2024, we're holding it down all 2024. Until, cousin.
Oh, my God.
Both of y'all.
Both of them. Cumbernier, Shauna.
Baked by Bree. Have you baked anybody's cake this year yet?
Good question.
Have you gotten your cake baked? Cupcake.
She said not yet.
Have you gotten your icing licked?
Ooh.
It do.
Does it?
That motherfucker do the best.
Oh, but I haven't even did that though.
I haven't even had an orgasm this year. Like I'm holding it down.
Hold up. Did you name your Rose a she? It's an AI she.
Man, that Rose. Let me tell you something about that bad motherfucker.
Ex Machina. Is that them shits popping?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, I did not believe the hype at first. I got one recently, like last year around June, and I was like, okay. I see what niggas had to see.
I wasn't familiar with your game.
I was not familiar with your fucking game, man. But yo, man, wow.
Shout out to Rose.
Shout out to the creator of the Rose, nigga. You deserve your flowers.
Whoever that is probably rich right now.
I want to give you your flowers.
Whoever patting that bitch.
Did y'all see me on my stories earlier singing? I don't realize how bad this bitch right here. I'm like, bro, come on now. I was drunk already. Anyway.
You were singing on your story. I gotta check that out.
I had a good day. I was happy today.
You had a good day. I like that. Come on, give me some.
I had a wonderful day. I did.
I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna check that out.
That's how you're supposed to. We can
end on our days. My day. Let me think. You know, I'll be working, so I'll be missing a lot of shit from the chat, but work keeps me fucking entertained because of the shit that I deal with every day. You was talking about, I deal with teachers every day. I deal with flight attendants. I deal with pilots. I deal with motherfuckers that work at T-Mobile and Starbucks. I got a range of motherfuckers that I be dealing with.
Who, like, Chris was on a plane with. Chris Tucker was on a plane, the Jeffrey Epstein plane with the dignitaries.
Oh, that went above my
getting
head.
Getting swallowed. Have you ever been swallowed?
Have you ever been swallowed?
Have you been swallowed, Chris? You been swallowed?
I had a pretty good day today.
I'm sorry, I cut you off. ADHD is the boy. I swear. Didn't I explain the first time you had a plan to jump in
and you took it. So I'm the same way. So I ain't gonna lie.
It's crazy.
My day was pretty good. I spoke to a pretty good amount of nice people today.
The dignitaries.
Nah, these weren't no dignitaries. These are motherfuckers that were nice people.
Okay. Just nice, genuine, good people.
Nice, genuine,
and nobody was being an asshole.
I speak to assholes every day, but that shit don't faze me. I spoke to this.
That's good.
That shit is just like, oh, so you fucking up? I bet.
and still have a good day. Like, that's how you be in the comments on YouTube. That's why the fuck I be mad. Like, why is you telling the motherfucker that just told us we was trash to have a nice day?
Because that hurts them more. They don't get they be mad. They want the reaction. They want that reaction. If you don't give it to them, they might comment again.
And they do, and I do.
And I want the engagement, twin.
Okay, fine.
I'll be trying to get the YouTube shit up, you know what I'm saying?
But if I go back and forth with them, then we go back and forth, and then there's 52 comments instead of 12.
But then the motherfucker that want to give us money and see the comments from the page going back, they're going to be like, I don't know if this is the person I want to give bread to.
Then don't give your bread to me, because this is the person who the fuck I am.
But what if
to it, his point.
But what if it's misleading? What if they want to and they actually do fuck with us?
If you want to, then you will. And if you don't, you don't.
I'm just saying it's a deterrent if they see some shit that they may
deter
not
your
like.
Ass to some detergent and wash your. I don't give a fuck if you deter. I don't care.
But we want to be successful,
hey,
though.
If you're not my customer, you're not my customer. If you're not my audience, you're not my audience. Hey. If you're not going to support me, you're not going to support me. I'm not going to do anything different to make you. I'm not about to sell my soul.
That's not selling your soul.
That is directly changing who the fuck I am and my soul in order to get content or get an engagement. Fuck you.
Nah, but we talking business, though.
Business-wise is exactly how people sell their soul every day, my nigga.
She basically said,
I'm not doing that Illuminati shit with Kat. I'm with Kat. Me and Kat, that's my cat year.
I feel you.
It's my cat year.
You.
Me and Kat, we're going to do it solo, independent, or however it goes.
This your cat year?
My cat year.
Like, give us a cat. Give us a cat noise, though.
This homecoming.
Ain't no cat sound like that.
I ain't never heard no cat say like that.
That's better. I don't know what the fuck that first shit was. That
I was trying to do it like authentically.
You were trying to purr. She was trying to purr.
Anyway, don't give a fuck.
Did you have a good day? What about you, though?
I didn't speak most of the day, honestly.
Like cause, talk?
Because I speak a lot, bro. Like I just from time to time, but like I just was in silence, bro. I was just
that's beautiful. Too, I love that.
Silence is golden. Nigga.
I wish it's I could fun. Be silent.
That shit golden.
It's fun.
I got to talk for work, so I can't not be silent.
But it felt good though. Like when I finally got home, it was like. Okay, like I feel relaxed. I was ready to pod, honestly.
So. The pod,
and that's a
We're
good way
always
to end
always
it.
So ready.
Take
to
us
pod,
out, twin.
Man.
Take us out.
Okay, shout out to you niggas. I had it was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 27. What was the name of the still working on?
Still working on it.
Episode 27. Still working on it here at Rebirth the Podcast.
Underground
I'm
Jews.
Your host, Riri. As always, co-host, Big Two in the building, co-host, Doe in the building. We always at Sneak Houston Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 8 p.m. Shout out to everybody that shows up to support us every fucking Wednesday, y'all.
Give a round of applause for y'all.
Y'all really don't even understand what the fuck be going on behind the cameras, for real. It's a group of people that show up to support us every Wednesday, and we love y'all, and we support y'all the same. So shout out to us in New Orleans. Literally a month from today. We will be in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. It's a fucking lituation. Pull up to the motherfucking spot. Check the Instagram page so you can get the location.
Show us your tits.
Show us your tits.
Show them titties, boy.
Put your titties on live for $2,000. Heavy tits if you're showing them the two. No little tits for two. He likes the heavy ones.
Hey.
Okay. What else do we got coming up, guys? And anything else that I need to say? Shout out to the shoe parlor always. Make sure that y'all drop by at Sneak Houston. If you need anything restored, anything cleaned, they got you at the shoe parlor. If y'all need any exclusive merchandise, they got you. Here is Nick Houston. Am I missing anybody?
Shout out to Crack in the 80s.
Shout out to Crack in the 80s podcast. Shout out to motherfucking Tri-Wave. Shout out to Braggadocious Network.
Shout out to Michigan.
Shout out to the Texans. They pulled up to Sneak Houston.
Shout out to Michigan for pulling up to Sneak Houston. They definitely appreciate y'all here.
Drop the bag in here with some of that good NIL money. You know what I mean?
Good NIL money.
Right. I don't even know what NIL is. But anyway, that is what it is. We're still working on it. It's episode 27.
Rebirth
the podcast. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Go on, get the fuck up out of here, man.
Rebirth the podcast.
You did.
Alrighty.